turn to number, I think it's 20. Let's see. A wondrous bliss, O joy sublime. Yeah. Have Jesus with me all the time. And Brother Paul was playing that song. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes to stay, immediately my mind went to a story in the Gospel of John, where after John the Baptist pointed Jesus out as the Lamb of God, it says that two of John's disciples began to follow Jesus. One of those disciples was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And they followed Jesus to where he was living, I suppose. Well, at least they asked him the question. They said, "Where dwellest thou? Where do you live?" They weren't satisfied just to meet with him, but they wanted to find out where he lived so that they could meet with him often. And I like that. We want Jesus to stay. We want to meet with him often. We want to have him with us all the time. And we too need to ask him, "Where do you live, Jesus? How do I find you? How is it that I can have you with me all the time?" And Jesus will teach us. The Holy Spirit will guide us into that relationship where we can have his presence with us all the time. Praise God. And God doesn't want us to be satisfied with an occasional visit, but he wants us to have them all the time. Praise God. And so, let's sing number 20 in the white book, Companionship with Jesus. Praise God. 91. In the same book, Christ liveth in me. Number 91.
Praise God.
Far from God and men in sin, no light my heart could see. is the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we're so thankful that Jesus is living in us. We're so thankful that we're your temples. You've come to make your abode within our hearts. And Lord, we want you to feel comfortable there. We want our lives to be such as welcome you, and where you can be pleased to dwell, where you are honored, obeyed, and loved, just like that home in Bethany where Jesus always felt a welcome there. Lord, we want our hearts to be your home. And so, Jesus, we just pray that you will make that so real to us, and help us to pay more attention to Jesus within us. Praise God. We have a person living inside us. And he has a will. He has things that please him. He has desires. And Lord, we want to learn more of you so that we can let you have your way completely. Praise God. We want you to enter into every area of our life, Lord. No doors shut. No doors locked. We pray even tonight, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will open up doors within our lives that you might find entrance. And not just to come in, Lord, but to take over. Lord, we belong to you. And we know that you want to fill these temples with your glory. And so, Jesus, we look to you tonight. And we thank you. Thank you that you're within us. Thank you that you're in our midst. Because you told us that where we're gathered together in your name, you're right there in the midst of us. And so, Lord, with Jesus within us and Jesus all around us, oh, what wonderful things we have to look forward to. It really is glory to just have you, Lord. And we pray that you'll fill us with that glory tonight. We pray that you'll bless the camp tonight. We are looking to you especially to pour out your Spirit upon these children's gatherings. Lord, we're so thankful for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Lord, we've heard such good reports of those getting saved and seeking the Lord and learning to come into his presence. We thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for the cottagers. And we pray, Lord, tonight that you'll bless them in a very special way. We pray that you'll bless our sister Antia and those that minister with her. Lord, they may be tired, so we pray that you'll quicken them. And we pray that you'll give them a fresh anointing. And Lord, we ask that the Spirit of God will move in the hearts of these boys and girls. And Jesus, that you will accomplish the very thing that you have brought them here to receive. We pray you'll do it in the village as well with our sister Mary and counselors that are holding faith with her and letting God use them to be a blessing. God, we pray that if there are any young ladies that have not surrendered to you as of yet, if hearts, there's still some hard hearts, walls that haven't come down, Lord, we pray that these mountains will flow down at your presence, that you'll manifest yourself in such a way tonight that no heart can stay hard, that no obstacle or barrier can stand, but Lord, that there'll be a great melting and a great flowing in of the Holy Ghost and a great changing of lives for your glory, for your honor. Lord, we know you're able. And we pray, Jesus, that you will glorify yourself in all that is said and done. We thank you, Lord, for the way in which your presence is upon these grounds and the way you watch over this camp. You've been so good to us this period, Lord, keeping us well, keeping us safe. Lord, intervening when problems arose. Lord, we just want to thank you for that. We don't take that for granted, Jesus. You're too good. And we praise you with all our hearts. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen.
Amen.